Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and according to the consent calendar, May is a month in which all sorts of things are honored. May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, Caregiver Appreciation Month, Mailman Food Drive Month, and Older American Month. May also contains Lemonade Day, Children's Mental Health Awareness Day, and Nurses Week. For the supervisors, one item that will require a 4/5 majority vote is a proposal to loan the Aviation Department $500,000 from the Motor Pool Fund. The Aviation Division's Enterprise Fund has a structural deficit of some $350,000 per year, and expenses at the airport are expected to outpace revenue by $375,000 this year. If approved, the board will discuss a repayment schedule as well as measures to balance the Aviation Department's books. The department is facing a budget hole of more than $500,000 for the upcoming fiscal year. The supervisors are also expected to approve a letter of opposition regarding a proposed acquisition of DirecTV by AT&T. The letter explains the board's opposition and points out that with the ongoing work of expanding broadband service to underserved areas in the county, past media consolidations have limited consumer choice and harmed the flow of information. The board is also expected to approve a technical advisory agreement between County Public Works and the City of Arcata for the planning and design of the McKay Tract Community Forest. Citing the City of Arcata's success with its community forest, the county will use that expertise in the design and development of trails and the coordination of volunteers. The county has set aside up to $15,000 from the McKay Trust to pay for the consulting work, and the actual estimated cost is expected to be about $10,000. You never want to be lumped in with the state of New Jersey, but that's exactly where the state of Oregon finds itself, as one of only two states that prohibit customers to pump their own gas along with the Garden State. That law may change soon, however, after a bill to allow for self-service at rural gas stations passed unanimously through the Oregon House last week. The law would only apply to counties with populations less than 40,000 residents and would allow the owners of rural and out-of-the-way stations to provide for self-service fuel purchases. The bill now heads to the Oregon Senate for consideration. A 13-year-old Klamath boy who suffered a gunshot wound to the head on Friday night has died in an Oakland hospital. Dante Romanos Jones was flown to Oakland over the weekend in critical condition, and his family had established a GoFundMe page to raise money for the boy's care. That's where they made the announcement that he had died from his injuries. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office has contacted a second juvenile male in connection with the shooting. In Humboldt County, sheriff's deputies responded to a homeless encampment on Pound Road near Herrick Avenue on Sunday morning and found a 49-year-old man who had suffered a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was unable to tell deputies who had shot him, and he was taken to the hospital for treatment of the wound and then into surgery. Deputies found the man naked alongside the railroad tracks, and the investigation into that shooting continues as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. You never want to hear the chief of police use the word flabbergasted when it comes to discussions surrounding his department's budget. But that's the word that Chief Andy Mills used on Monday's talk shop. Mills said he was caught off guard by the need to cut more than $1 million from his operating budget, a number he got down to just over $800,000 for the upcoming fiscal year, particularly after Eureka citizens were told that Measure Q, the quarter-cent sales tax, was still needed. Mills said that he will be forced to cut back on basic services his department provides, including laying off public service officers and annuitants.
They handle minor police reports. They do traffic direction at traffic accidents and also take traffic accident reports. They are the ones who might come to your house and pick up a syringe. So there's a variety of things that they do. And they're a very vital function for the police department, but they handle kind of the lower end stuff that's more of a service.
Mills said the decisions were not easily made, but that emergency service will not be impacted.
It hurts. I know that the public wants and deserves the best response that they can get, but I don't believe this will affect our ability to respond to emergency calls for service. It'll be an impact. It'll be a different way of doing things, but I honestly believe that public safety won't suffer as a result, and that's my key element.
Rising pension costs are the culprit, and city leaders, including Mills, City Manager Greg Sparks, and Fire Chief Ken Woods, said a permanent fix must be found. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.